At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, our technology correspondent Jess Kelly with me now. Jess, TLDR, too long, didn't read this week is what?
It's an interesting one. We have some tips from the NSA in America.
Who are the NSA?
The National Security Agency.
Oh, I see. Very good.
Spies, right? They're looking out for spies by spying on other people. And they have some top tips.
They're spying on us for our own good.
For our own good. That is, have you, a side note straight away, did you listen to Edward Snowden's book or read it?
No. No.
Oh, you should read it. Add that. That's a bonus tech rec for you. I'd actually highly recommend the audiobook version. Because
does he read it himself?
Yeah. In a slightly monotone voice, but you grow to love him. But it's fascinating because he talks about legislation that was brought into play post 9/11 and how the US government can use certain pieces of software to essentially read the text messages of people in the United States. He also outlines that if you use your if you use an email server and that data goes through America, they can intercept those messages.
Wow. They would be so disappointed if they had to sit down.
Well, we know that you're dull.
Whoever would have to read my text messages.
We know that you're dull. But I would highly recommend it. Also on YouTube, search John Oliver Edward Snowden. It is one of the best interviews I have ever seen in my life. And it explains very complex things in a very easy way.
Okay.
But
so
back to where we are.
Back on track.
So the National Security Agency have issued a number of tips to keep your device safe. So we all know that we are using mobile phones. The majority of us have at least one. But as this is Cybersecurity Month, there are some tips that they recommend you do to keep yourself safe. The first one, and this is a serious question. Please deal with it seriously.
Jess, I deal with all of your questions and queries seriously.
You absolutely don't. You scoff and roll your eyes. But
go.
When was the last time you restarted your phone?
Turned it off and turned it back on again.
Correct.
When I got it out of the box. No, seriously. No, possibly. Well, it's about a year old, so I'm sure maybe at some stage the battery died maybe once or twice over that year.
Okay.
Well, but other than that, you know, you plug it in at night, you go again.
Okay. The NSA says no to you. No. They say that you should reboot your device regularly.
How much is regular?
At least once a week. They said at least once a week. And the reason for this, and there is a reason for it, it's not just to be a nonsense, it is to try and interrupt the circuit of any spear phishing attacks, which are attacks that seek to get access to your device and push out malware or bugs on your device. They're zero-click ones. So very often, a piece of software can be embedded onto your device, either by clicking a link or when you go onto a website or something like that. They're saying by powering off, rebooting your phone once a week, you can interrupt that cycle. It's not a silver bullet, but it definitely helps mitigate the risk. Next serious question.
Okay, next one, yeah.
When a software update appears on your phone, do you do it immediately?
Well, I usually don't have enough space on the phone. So what I do is I go into the Apple store and I try to buy a movie. And if you try and download that, Apple then will effectively clean your phone up for you because they want you to have the space to be able to give them money. So if you try and buy the movie, they will delete loads of crap off your phone that you don't need, that they've cached and all of that.
Yeah.
It's actually
that's a very good tip.
It's a great little tip. And then I ultimately don't buy the movie and I do the software update.
Okay, well, that's a roundabout way of saying yes, I hope. So software updates are really, really important. Anybody with an iPhone, but of course, Android devices as well, but iPhones in particular, they make quite a song and dance about letting you know when there are either full iterations of software updates or minor updates. Very often the minor updates are to patch bugs. So a loophole is identified. They look to try and rectify it as soon as possible. So if you notice a software update becoming available, you should absolutely have it run on your phone as soon as possible. And that will keep you safe. And it is something that's very easy to do. You can also set it so that it automatically happens on your phone as well. So that is something to bear in mind. Next one.
Okay.
Have I scared you enough over the years that you now think twice before you click on links or attachments?
Oh, no, I'm good at that. I've never been caught out that way because...
Is this because you don't read your emails full stop?
Well, there's... I've no unread emails in my Gmail, but I delete a lot of emails without reading them. I just like click delete, you know, and I've never even opened the email. My work email has tens of thousands of emails, you know, but that's mostly colleagues. I don't need to read that.
Okay, well, the key advice here, and I
but I do, I get the same text that everybody else does, you know. OnPost has their package, you know, click on this link, eat all of that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. Actually, sorry, the eTOL one, I my tag got cancelled because I ignored their, because I assumed I was being spammed. So it was a genuine, it was, they were genuinely trying to reach out to me. Like, please, Kieran, take us. This is really us.
And was there a link in those texts?
No, there was. Yeah, I think I must go back and look. There was emails and texts.
Okay.
But I still, because I was just so programmed to ignoring it, I just ignored it. And then I drove through it and the beep it makes, beep, it makes a different beep when it's been cancelled. I realised. I learned one day. Yeah.
But isn't it better that you have to now go through the steps to get it started again rather than getting your bank account wiped out by scammers?
Yeah, so what I actually did, and you'd be proud of this, is I didn't click on any of the links. I looked them up separately, found their number and rang them separately and said to them, oh, here, this has happened. And actually the person on the phone said, yeah, this happens quite a bit actually. People don't click on the, don't respond to the messages we sent because they assume they're spam, but they're not.
See, that makes my heart happy. I'm sure it wrecks the head of the people working for the toll, but it is absolutely worth doing. Another top tip is to use secure passwords. We're always talking about our passwords, but the NSA are saying that they should be comprehensive. They should be long. They should not be your surname. They should not be your date of birth. They should not be anything obvious. Think outside the box, change your passwords regularly. And of course, enable multi-factor authentication. I don't know if you were impacted by the WhatsApp scam that was going around.
No, I wasn't, no.
But quite a few people on the News Talk floor were. And it's because some of them didn't have multi-factor authentication set up on their WhatsApp. Mm. So have good passwords. Have at least a 6-digit PIN on your phone. Use the biometric security, so whether that is fingerprint or facial recognition. And have decent passwords.
So lots of tips there, but you still have an independent tech tip, independent of the NSA. What is it?
Okay, the clocks are changing this weekend.
Yes.
And it means that for people like you and I, it's going to be dark by the time we get out of work.
Mm.
I find that it's less inspiring to do some exercise when it's pitch black, when you get home from a long day. So what I've tried to do is get ahead of the clock change, and I'm using some free apps to try and help me move more over the next little while.
Okay.
So it's an app that I've mentioned before on this segment. It's called My Life by Irish Life. It's completely free. You don't have to be an Irish Life customer. But this gives you your health score. And once you have your health score, which we've spoken about before, you can go into the challenges section of this app. And there's all kinds of different ones. So if you want to, you know, increase your water intake, if you want to up your step count, if you want to stand more during the day, download the My Life app. Take part in the challenges. I've started in ones that see me now going for a 30-minute walk every single day. I'm also trying to stand up as much as possible throughout the day. We have a standing desk at home for when I'm working from home. We got that from an Irish company called Codex. And the idea is that if you can just stand a bit more, move as frequently as you can, it is better for your health. It's also better for your brain and indeed for your back. So again, it's the My Life app and take part in challenges.
My Life is the name of that app. What's your tech rec?
Okay, I'm trying to be good at the moment and limit my screen time. And one thing that I've done, and you can do it no matter what phone you have, go into your settings on your phone, go to screen time, and you can put limitations on the amount of time you can spend on your app. I know you were talking to Niamh Hodden at the Online Safety Commissioner yesterday about the Online Safety Code. There's been a lot of talk about keeping kids safe online. Let's look after ourselves as grown-ups. Go into your screen time settings on your phone. Restrict the time drains, the Instagram reels, the TikToks, whatever you are spending most amount of time on your phone. Limit it. I have now an hour limit a day for Instagram. Cut down on your screen time. Get up, move your body, and you'll definitely feel better.
Self-care. That's what it's all about with Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent. Jess, thank you. We'll talk to you at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.